CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hi there, Bobby. How's Daddy's boy, huh?
Fine.
Fine. Where's your mommy?
Right here in the living room.
Oh.
For heaven's sakes, what did you buy? Look at the package.
Yeah, well, I stopped at the camera store, and I bought some film, and I got some flash bulbs. I got some movie film, and a big reel for the movie projector, so I could splice together all the small reels I should have done ages ago and haven't.
Well, what's gotten into you?
Well, didn't we say last night we had to learn not to procrastinate?
Well, I never dreamt you'd turn over a new leaf so soon, dear.
Well, to tell the truth, I didn't either. All my life, I've been a man who never did a thing today that I could possibly put off until tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry to say I'm the same way.
Yeah, well, we are going to change. No, Bobby, stay out of things. No.
Yes.
Oh, he is so cute, that one.
Why do you laugh at him? It's no wonder he gets into things, dear.
I'd worry if he didn't. He's a boy. Boys are just naturally more adventurous than girls.
Well, even so, he's...
Well, look, you say no to him about everything. Mm-hmm. Now, where's Bessie?
Down at Alwyn's. She went to play with Susie when she got home after school.
Oh, well, call her up. Tell her to come home. We're going to take some pictures.
We're going to take some pictures? What do you mean? Today?
Certainly. Didn't we say last night we always put off taking pictures, so as a result we hardly have any?
Well, why today? Bobby isn't cleaned up. Betsy isn't either. I'd like to have her hair curled. So if you're going to take pictures, dear,
Look, this is the reason we don't take pictures. You always want to wait until everybody's dressed up, fit to kill. Well, that's not the way the kids look, 9/10 of the time anyway. Let's take pictures of them the way they look now. Be more natural. Now, call Betsy and tell her to get home. I'll get the film and the cameras.
Well, you are certainly not taking pictures of them this way.
Well...
No, you're not. I'm certainly going to get them cleaned up.
I have got to get the outdoor pictures now. It'll be too late.
Well, you put the film in the camera. I'll get the children ready.
Now, where have you been? Just where have you been?
Down at Susie Elwood.
Didn't your mother phone you and tell you to come right home?
I did. I came as quick as I could. Susie and I were up in a tree and we were playing Indians. And she had me tied up with rope and she had to get me untied.
Oh, well, all right. Okay, now let's get going. Come on, Betsy's home. Come on.
Where are we going?
We're not going anywhere. I want to take some pictures. And if we wait any longer for the outdoor ones, the light will be gone.
All right, Betsy. Come on upstairs. Jump in the tub. I have your clothes all laid out on the bed.
Oh, no.
Where are you?
No. Now, look, I told you I didn't want the children all dressed up. I want to take them just the way they are. It's more natural.
I don't want my picture taken in these old shorts, Daddy. My jersey is dirty from the tray, and look at my hair.
Yes, she wants to look nice, and I don't blame her. Come on upstairs, Betsy. I'll help her, dear. We won't be more than 7 minutes.
Oh, 7 minutes. Now, look. You stay right here, young lady.
No. Now, look, you watch Bobby. He's all ready. Watch him so he doesn't get dirty. Come on, Betsy.
No, wait a minute. Now, just wait a minute. Don't
Why are we taking pictures today?
Because we never do take any, and Daddy has decided that if Mommy and Daddy are going to have any pictures of you and Bobby growing up, then we better get busy and take them. That's all. You too, Mommy.
What do you mean, you too, well, Mommy?
I mean, I want you in the pictures, too.
No, I'm not going to have my picture taken.
I'm taking some stills. And I'm taking some movies, and it'll look more natural if you're in the yard playing with the children.
No, I am not. No, dear, I am not. Now, I am not going to go out in the yard and have my picture taken looking like this.
I'll tell you something. This is why we never get any pictures. You ask me why. Well, all right. This is why.
Look at my hair. I haven't any lipstick on. You're going to waste film taking a picture of me in this house dress? I mean, couldn't I just go upstairs and at least put on my navy blue?
You look fine. Now, what's wrong with it? You look very sweet and simple.
I don't want to look sweet and simple. I'd rather look lovely and glamorous if I'm having my picture taken.
Me too, Daddy. Gee, I want to look pretty. I'll wear my pig.
Yes, all right.
I'm telling you, this is why we don't get pictures taken. This is why.
here we are. Betsy and I are all ready.
How do I look, Daddy?
Fine. You're going somewhere?
Oh, now, don't be that way. Come on. Come on. Get up. Stop reading the paper. We're here.
7 minutes. That was 7 minutes?
Well, I'm sorry, dear, but I had to get dressed, and then Betsy's hair looked so terrible, her bangs, that I put them up, and then I had to use the hair dryer on them, and, you know, I mean, these things take time, honey. We did it. Bobby!
No, it's all right. It's all right. I took him outside, and I let him play in the dirt.
I had him all cleaned up, his lovely white suit.
Look, I told you I wanted the children to look natural. That was the whole point of these pictures. And frankly, I think Bobby looks cuter that way anyhow.
Leave
the dirt on his face. I put it there.
Now,
you don't need to glare at me, sweetheart. It's ridiculous. I am telling you, it's ridiculous. For people to get all dressed up before they'll have their picture taken, they don't look natural. Now, look at Betsy's hair.
Not
she
lovely.
Always wears it in braids down the back. Now you got it all brushed out.
I like it better this way. I look like a fairy princess.
Now, yes, you're not
you
a fairy
do,
princess,
darling.
And I don't want you to look like a fairy princess. I want you to look like my little girl.
Well, if we're going to take pictures, let's take them. I have to start dinner. Look at the time.
I am well aware of the time, and we could have had the pictures taken by this time, but you had to turn it into a big production.
No, I didn't. Dear. Nobody wants a picture taken when they don't look nice. No. Come on. We're ready now, dear. Should we all go outside?
Well, it's 5:15. The good daylight's gone. So we'll get them right here in the living room. So no use going outside. Now, look, I'm all set up. And, hey, you know what? I got a good idea. Remember what we once said about trying to use the tape recorder at the same time I took movies?
What?
You know, then I can sort of synchronize the two when I get the film developed and run it to
two of them together. Oh, the tape recorder and the... we talked about it. Will that work?
Why not? Now, I've got them both ready to go, so you hold the mic, will you? And you be talking to the children, see? Now, Betsy,
honey,
you sit on the couch there by Mommy.
Well, we better try it first. Come here, Bobby. Come on, come here. Daddy's going to take our picture. Yes, darling. He's my
right,
boy.
Now.
What do we talk about on the tape? I mean,
well, I don't care. I don't care anything. It doesn't matter.
If we're recording it so we can listen to it in our old age, we ought to plan it a little bit, I should think.
Well, no, honey, it's better if it's just natural. Say whatever comes into your head. Ask Betsy about school. Ask Bobby how he is.
Fine.
Oh, you're fine, are you?
I know you remember
that. It's so cute, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Now, turn on the tape so it's running.
Yeah, are you ready? I mean, we don't want to waste the tape now.
No, well, we can always wipe it out, but don't worry about the tape now. Yeah. Now, when I say start, you start talking and smile now, you know, smile and look natural.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, don't get that, not that funny little stagey smile.
What do you mean, stagey smile?
All right, never mind.
I don't want to.
Never mind, get set. Now, go on, go. Well, do something for Pete's sake. Do something, will you? This is movie film.
Well,
the dogs sit there like bumps off a lot.
Start talking. Bobby, look. Daddy's taking our picture. Say hello to Daddy.
No.
Say hello to Daddy.
Oh,
wave at Daddy. Let's all wave at Daddy.
No.
Oh, yes. Now, Bobby, please. Come on, now. Sit up. Now, sit up. Sit up.
No.
Sit up and wave at Daddy.
Don't yell at him like that. You won't get anything out of him. No, goodbye. That's all right, darling. That's all right, Daddy. Sorry. Look how pretty Betsy looks, Bobby. Betsy, what did you do in school today?
Nothing.
Speak up, will you? Stop chewing your nails.
I was scratching my chair.
Oh, hurry up. Move around. Okay. Come on, this is movie film.
How can we move around? You told us to sit on the couch.
I wasn't chewing my nails.
Stop the film. Stop the film.
Oh, that was great. That was just great.
Now, you won't get anywhere with children yelling at them. Now, you should know better. There.
Pete Baker, it's movie film. Well, every foot counts, and it's expensive. Bobby, here, young man. You want Daddy's car keys to play with, huh?
Dangerous, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Now, what's the matter with you?
You said I was chewing my nails, and I wasn't. I was scratching my chin.
Oh, Kelly, all right. I'm sorry if I accused you wrongly, but since this is movie film, would you mind sitting up and smiling? And when Mommy asks you what you did in school, don't just sit there saying nothing.
Look, you wanted it natural, dear. You got it.
Oh, that's for sure. Well, look, I don't want to waste any more film. Yeah. I think you were right. We better rehearse a
I think
little.
So.
Yeah.
I think maybe we think we should write out a little something.
Yeah,
oh, wait a minute. Let me go put the potatoes on.
Oh,
it God. Won't take me 5 minutes to peel potatoes and just put them on, and Bobby's hungry. That's why he's cranky. 5 minutes.
No wonder we never get any pictures. All right. 5 minutes.
I'm sorry it took longer than 5 minutes. I forgot we were having meatloaf, and I had to fix that. Oh, where's Daddy?
Out in the garden. He said, oh, I give up, and went upstairs and put on his old clothes and went out to do something to the tomato plants or the roses or something.
Oh, dear. Well, now, don't lie on the floor reading a book in your good dress, dear.
Shall I keep it on for dinner or go change?
Well, leave it on. Maybe Daddy can take pictures after dinner. I know he's very anxious.
Down.
Now, what's wrong?
No.
Oh, what is going on?
Oh, Mommy, look. Bobby turned the hose on Daddy. Daddy's away.
Bobby, no, Bobby, no.
Yes, Daddy, look at that. He's just covered with mud.
Oh, he was filling a hole with water and it splattered, apparently. Come in the back way. Oh, give me the camera,
Daddy,
Betsy.
Daddy,
come on.
Why waste the film until we rehearse?
Rehearse? We'd never get anything as natural as this. Come on.
Give that here. Now.
Open the screen door, Betsy. It'll be a long shot, but we'll get him. Action! Remember, it's movie film!
Just the hole!
Daddy,
he's all right. Wonderful, dear. Now get up. Start wiping the mud off. Remember, we want action. Move around. It's movie film.
That's not being funny. Get that hose away from Bobby, will you? Now you stop it. Stop it, you hear?
Go get the hose away from Bobby.
Bobby, stop it now. That's enough.
Oh, look at me. Will you put that camera down?
Wipe some of the mud off your face so we know who it is. Wonderful. Now walk toward me. Good. Smile. Ah, you were magnificent. I'm sure I got it, dear. I opened the shutters wide as I... You wanted natural pictures? You said you hated people dressed up.
All right. You win.
No, I didn't win. Bobby did. Now, you know what the trouble is, dear? Half the time you say no, and then laugh at him when he says yes, Ness. Now, he can't tell when you do mean it.
I know. Well, anyhow, we got some pictures. Typical of what goes on around our house.
Yes, natural, yes.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear.